between 4:30 and 7:15, right? What is it, about 3 hours and 15 minutes? We want to be better than the Seahawks, period, and do what we can to do that. And hopefully if we play things the right way, we'll come out with a victory. And that's what we're trying to do. Beyond measuring that, we're just trying to go out and be better than the Seahawks for that 3 hours and 15 minutes.
I mean, that's the type of guy, you know, you got to get after, because, you know, when you focus like that, you know, we got to make sure we contain the same focus and get after him. I look at it like, man, he's a man just like I'm a man, and it's all about, you know, who prepare for each other, you know, well. And, you know, as long as our defense come to play and we play fast and go out there and get numbers to him, I think we should contain him a little bit.
Oh, man, he's a great running back. You know, I think for us, we just got to be disciplined, you know, play sound football, you know, have all 11 men to the ball, you know, wrap up, and just do what we do, you know, nothing more, nothing less.
You know, having to play him twice last year, and then you just watch him on tape, I definitely think he's probably the hardest tackle in football. He's just hard to get down, and, you know, he can make you miss, he can run you over, you know, you see guys from secondary to linebackers to D-linemen who really can't get him down with an arm tackle, with a solid tackle for that much. He's running guys over, keeps his legs moving. He enjoys contact. You know, he doesn't shy away from it. He doesn't get tired. He actually gets stronger as the game goes on. So that's what you got to get ready for when you play him. And, you know, you can't expect for it to change when he plays you.
I think both those guys are big look-for-contact guys. DeMarco Murray will put his shoulder down and run you over, too. So it's nice that we're facing those two big downhill runners back-to-back. We know what it's about. You know, it takes a swarm tackle. You can't tackle Marshawn with an arm. It's got to be a full-body swarm tackle. We need all the effort to the ball. He's a punishing runner, and we've got to be at our best to get him down.
Well, I think you just have to be disciplined in the run game because it's a lot of runs we haven't seen. You know, it's the zone read, and you know, you can stop it, but it's about being very disciplined in what you're doing, being sure tacklers, because a lot of time it's just going to be one guy on a guy to tackle him by yourself, so you can't have any mistakes in defending that.
They're playing real well right now. You know, they've had some close losses, some good teams. Their defense is playing well, and, you know, obviously their offense is talented, so, you know, as you said, you know, getting towards the end of the season and playoff seeding really becomes big. But even just seeding within your own division, you know, the NFC East and the NFC West, you know, for them, you know, it's big to get to, you know, stack these wins.
If you spend too much time worried about one guy, they have so many playmakers, you know. So they got Averill and Bennett and, I mean, guys all over the field. Both corners are playing really well. Obviously, their safeties are two of the best in the league. It's one of the best secondaries we'll play. And those guys are good because the D-line's good, and the D-line's good because the secondary's good, and then the backers fly around and make their own play. So, we're going to have our hands full. We got to really, you know, turn it up.